This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Cody Lee, a crop protection and adjuvants expert with CHS, will discuss the benefits of choosing the right adjuvants. Cody, why are adjuvants an important part of a crop protection plan?
Well, thanks for having me, Jesse. Just for starters, just so people know, what is the actual definition of an adjuvant, right? Before we get too carried away, adjuvants are substances that are going to, when added to a tank mix, going to enhance the performance or physical properties of a tank mix. What that means to me is adjuvants are helping us get more of our pesticides to where they need to be, right? Making sure they're preventing that droplet dryout, making sure we're getting adequate coverage on our different pests we're trying to control. This is really important with some chemistries more than others. I don't want to make adjuvants sound like the silver bullet, but they have a lot of utility and can literally be the difference between making or breaking a different tank mix. One example I like to use is Sharpen. A lot of people globally should be familiar with Sharpen. It's a BASF product. On the label, it says add a pint to 1.5 pints of methylated seed oil, or MSO. Just to get people an idea of how important some of these adjuvants with some of these chemistries like Sharpen are, is if you don't add an MSO to Sharpen, the difference is basically 0% control to almost 100% control. Now, that being said, I want to state how important environment plays an effect on our different herbicides. An example is, if you have a really good growing conditions, really good environment, that plant is going to take up as much pesticide as it wants to. It is when the environment is really bad, like when it's droughty. First of all, if you have a dry, arid, droughty environment, most of that pesticide is what? It's going to precipitate or evaporate before it gets to the plant. And then when it does get to that plant, when it's dry out, is not actively growing. When something's actively growing, it's taking up all the moisture, all the nutrition it can, and shooting it to the growing points. When it's shut down and basically dormant, that's when adjuvants are so important to basically kick down, force itself into the plant to get better weed control.
Well, what type of adjuvants are available and why can the right choice make or break a tank mix?
Another great question. There are all kinds of adjuvants out there. For simplicity, I'd characterize them as being either surfactant, something that's going to spread and wet, an oil, something that's going to break down that cuticle, a water conditioner to basically condition our hard water that we have, or some sort of all-in-one product or drift control agent. Deciding which adjuvant, though, can be kind of tricky. So to me, growers have to prioritize what their goals actually are. What is your goal for crop safety versus weed control? And then the other one is, what is our actual target or objective of this tank mix? You can't have a one-off or best situation to enhance every different pesticide that's in the tank, right? You have to prioritize what we're trying to achieve. So for us up here in Western North Dakota, kochia and foxtail are some of our biggest issues. So when we're tank mixing, I like to recommend something that's going to enhance those herbicides that are controlling specifically kochia and foxtail more.
How can adjuvants help optimize the return on a producer's crop protection investment?
Another great question, Jesse. So adjuvants can help us maximize our ROI by controlling pests. So what those pests are doing, they're actively out there robbing our yield, whether it's insects constantly feeding, diseases that are slowly killing our crops, or weeds, right, that are constantly out there competing for space, sunlight, moisture, even our nutrition that we put down. You know, by not controlling those, they're constantly bringing down our potential yield the longer they're out there. So to maximize our ROI, we really need to focus on maximizing our control of our various pests. Now, on the flip side, another good point is, along with that comes a balance or that goal I'm talking about. So when we're talking about these different adjuvants to these growers, they have to decide what their threshold or what they're okay with, that balance between crop safety and weed control. So if I'm going out there and I have an absolute pest-ridden field, you probably want to go a little bit more aggressive with our adjuvant package. If you don't have a lot of pests out there or not a lot of weeds, maybe we go a little bit safer. A perfect example to me for this one is going to be our clethodim. So to me, a lot of people throughout the United States are familiar with the product clethodim. There is a hierarchy between a non-ionic surfactant, a crop oil concentrate, and a methylated seed oil, where when you go from an NIS to a COC, COC is kind of our mid-tier product as far as weed control goes, and you go to an MSO, that is going to be where we maximize our weed control. But with that comes a little bit of that crop response. So when we talk about that balance between crop safety and weed control, I think there's a few things that are super important to consider. And it is, how much damage can some of our crops actually take before they actually see a yield response? And, you know, the classic response in agronomy is, it depends, right? environment's going to be super important on how much our crops are going to respond to it. But also, I think one of the most important things that's controllable for us is going to be our growth stage. If you think about a crop and we're in the vegetative growth stage where it's rapidly growing, especially our broadleaves like soybeans or canola, I think they can take a lot of damage. Whereas you get closer to that reproductive stage, well, that's when we're getting a lot of our energy of that plant is getting invested into seed fill or pod fill, right? Where they become more sensitive to that crop response. So every situation is going to be a little bit different, but I think especially with that weed resistance coming up, we should probably be a little bit more lenient on our crop response to make sure we're controlling those weeds.
Well, Cody, what's new with adjuvants?
You know, a lot of companies like CHS are constantly looking to improve our lineup. I can't speak for all other companies, but there's kind of twofold on what we're trying to accomplish. One is, what are the growers actually looking for? A lot of guys are looking for kind of convenience type products. They like the all-in-ones, the easy button, or like a logistics play, where water conditioners are going to be a great example. Water conditioners are generally like ammonia sulfate. Liquid AMS are used in high volumes. Well, you know, if you're running that sprayer around everywhere, it's not very conducive to carry a bunch of totes of something. So they like something that has a little bit lower of a use rate. So we're constantly trying to reform convenience type products like that. And then the other one that excites me the most are probably the products that we're trying to create that are going to enhance our pest activity. So one to me that I'm really excited about that CHS has just released is Tapran. So what Tapran is, Jesse, is a high surfactant oil concentrate that is methylated seed oil based. So what an HSOCR is basically a blend between a surfactant and an oil. And we basically just took that HSOC concept, and instead of adding a regular non-ionic surfactant to it, we replaced a portion of that surfactant package with tallowamine. And for those that are familiar with some of our other products, tallowamine has kind of been a star as far as performance goes, where it's just a more biologically active surfactant. And adding that to a product like Tapran has basically just made a little bit of a juiced up HSOC. And it's really been just a nice fit for our guys.
Well, where could farmers learn more about adjuvants and crop protection strategies?
Adjuvants can be tricky, and the labels aren't usually very transparent. So, you know, compared to your other pesticides, like your fungicides, insecticides, and herbicides, those are a very regulated market. Unfortunately, adjuvants aren't as regulated, and those labels really aren't that helpful. So to me, what I tell people is, agronomy is kind of in the business of relationships. So go and find that trusted agronomist. And if they don't have the answer, I'm sure they can point you in the right direction.
Well, we've been talking with Cody Lee, a crop protection and adjuvants expert with CHS, here on Around the Table. Cody, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jesse.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.